Answers Magazine, Volume 13.5, page 39. Civilizations Lost to the Sea, by Mike Matthews. Everyone loves to hear stories about lost civilizations, like the island of Atlantis, which sank under the ocean. It sounds fictional, yet archaeologists regularly find real civilizations whose existence was previously unknown and whose origins are a mystery. The remains of these early civilizations are buried not only under the sands of time, but also under the sea. How can this be? The Bible helps provide the answer. Human beings had advanced skills from the very beginning. Along with what we read about their skills in metalworking and agriculture before the flood, Noah's family had immense shipbuilding skills. Noah's descendants desired to apply their skills in another way, to make a name for themselves by building a great city and a tower at Babel. When God judged them by confusing their languages, the families scattered all over the earth, taking their skills with them. So we shouldn't be surprised to find buried evidence of huge stone structures, tools, and ancient buildings. Why then are some artifacts underwater? It can be due to several factors. Coastlines can change due to underlying sediments giving way, earthquakes, erosion and deposits, storms, and changes in water levels. For example, the melting ice at the end of the Ice Age would have raised the ocean level, flooding the low-lying coastal regions where humans had settled. Regardless of the causes, their remains are a testament to the skills of the people who spread over the earth after Babel.